swung in right underneath the six-yard box. Great save by Carl Hakimi from the header, but the follow-up has gone in. Rotherham have taken the lead. They're all piling on top of the goal scorer. I can't quite see who it is, but Rotherham have taken the lead. Pringle's right wing corner, headed down. Brilliant save by Carl Hakimi, but the follow-up gave him no chance. And 14 minutes to go, it's Rotherham 1, Wolves 0.
That was a frustrating afternoon, Kenny.
We had good control of the game, didn't turn that into goals, and ultimately then conceded from a set piece, a free header straight at Carl, but then, you know, a degree of luck there with a goal, because it was a block off Dave Edwards' clearance. But similarly, at the other end, we had a lot of set pieces ourselves, four really good free kick opportunities from around the edge of the box where we didn't work the goalkeeper enough, corners which the keeper took too easy and were too flighty and not worked enough. So while we had good control of the game, set pieces both ends, Rotherham had it. That ultimately proved to be the decider in the first half, where, you know, we had clear-cut chances, a lot of clear-cut chances, and a couple of clearances off the line, and we didn't finish them. Second half, the game seemed to be running away, but as I said, you know, header from the set piece and a deflection has undone us.
Yeah, you had majority of the chances over the course of the game, especially in the first half, but unfortunately Adam Collin was on form with his shot stopping.
Yes, he was, and you know, all of our front three, Dicko, Sacco and Van der Parra, all had good chances in the first half. Good saves, good blocks, even sometimes behind the goalkeeper, just stopped us getting that first goal.
Of course, you knew all about this before you came into this division, but it's the ups and downs of the championships after last week to this week.
Well, we've had two very tight games, and you know, I think that we edged it today, and as I said, had good control of the game, particularly for the away side. But you have to then make sure you get both boxes right, and ultimately turn that possession and turn that control into results.
It was unfortunate with the goal as well, because it was a scramble in the end, but it came from Hakimi's brilliant save.
Yeah, I mean, it's come straight at him, but he's palmed it out, and then it's deflection when Dave's there first. But you know, we've got to do better in the other team's box. That's plainly where it is, because we had enough balls around it.
Yeah, because apart from that, Hakimi had maybe one save in the first half. Apart from that,
yeah, they had three shots. One early on, which he took quite comfortably, and then the other two were from the goal. But that's how it is. They've won it 1-0. We have to move on.
Yeah. Rajiv Van der Parra wasn't involved in this game as much as he was last week, but we did talk last week about the fact that he'll now be a marked man and people will start to know very quickly what he's all about.
Yeah, I didn't think that, you know, he let us down today. It was hard for him to really, you know, get past that first defender. There wasn't anybody, and particularly at this time of the year, it's quite tough to run with a ball. But, you know, he's in a situation where he's been a good addition for us, and we're pleased with what he's done, and he can build on it now for his Wolves career.
Talking about additions very quickly, you still on the hunt?
Yeah, we're always looking to try to improve the squad if we can. It has to be the right player, though. It's very easy to collect players in the championship, and, you know, for us to improve our side, we need quality players.